Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, Making the Mission Measurable. Hi, I'm Lucas Ives. Along with my co-host, Nathan Ives, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, Making the Mission Measurable. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques managers and executives can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast examines the strategic planning best practice of making the mission measurable, thereby creating a clear objective for decisions of all types made at all levels of the organization. So without further delay, let's get started. Welcome, Nathan, and thanks for joining us today for our podcast.
Hey, Luke, I'm glad to be here. This is actually one of my most favorite topics, so I'm really glad to be here talking with you about making the mission measurable.
Well, great, and we feel fortunate to have you here. So let's go ahead and get started, and I'd like to ask you to start by telling us what is a mission statement.
All right. Well, fundamentally, a mission statement is the statement of the organization's purpose, its reason for being. Now, I want to elaborate on that a little bit more, because mission statements are often not just single sentences. They're more than that. Sometimes they're a paragraph made up of several sentences. Sometimes they're just kind of really long run-on sentences. But fundamentally, good mission statements have several components to them. The first component is something that's universally applicable to all organizations, and that is, it's a statement of what the organization does. It's the second two, I think, that set organizations apart. What you'll see often in a mission statement as a second component is a societal commitment. What the organization is going to give back to society and humankind and in general. The third portion of the mission statement is what the organization is going to return to its stakeholders. And by stakeholders, I don't simply mean just shareholders or people who own the company or own the stock. That would include the people usually that work for the company, the employees, and the benefits that they look to provide those individuals and how they might enrich those individuals' lives. So let's look at just some snippets or examples of mission statements. So just gonna go over three here. Well, the first one comes from Ben & Jerry's, the famous ice cream maker, and just a snippet of theirs says, to make, distribute, and sell the finest quality all-natural ice cream and euphoric concoctions with a continued commitment to incorporating wholesome natural ingredients and promoting business practices that respect the earth and the environment. So now when we look at this, we see clearly what they do. They make ice cream and other dessert-type substances and products, but they also, their societal commitment is that they're going to have business practice that respect the earth and the environment, which, of course, is up in front of a lot of folks' attention today. So here's the next example. This comes as a snippet from Starbucks, so the coffee makers. provide a great work environment and treat each other with respect and dignity. Embrace diversity as an essential component in the way we do business. Here's that component of the mission statement that talks about employees and how they're going to treat each other and the company's commitment to diversity and inclusion. Okay. The last one is from Google. It's a snippet from their mission statement. It says, Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. That describes exactly what they do. They take all the information out there on the World Wide Web and they make it accessible to everyone around the world and provide or present it in a way that is useful for folks then to consume that information. So that's a great kind of a mixed statement of not only what they do, but I think something of that societal component, again, their commitment to making it universally accessible and useful. You know, they're being inclusive of everyone globally. So, just again, some examples of mission statements and the three components. Now, before we move on, Luke, if you don't mind, just to mention why it's important to define an organization's mission.
Mm-hmm.
An organization's mission sits at the pinnacle of what makes it strategy-driven, which is, of course, what the website is all about. It sets the tone, the character, and the framework against which managers and executives and even individuals within the organization make decisions on how to allocate resources, which could be, if I'm an individual contributor, just simply my time, or the time and the resources being the financial and the material and land resources besides the people resources if I'm a manager or an executive of the organization. And it gives us the basis against which we make those decisions. It serves as the foundation for all of our organization performance measures. And so, you know, we talk about making the mission measurable. That is to give it enough definition that it can serve as those headwater performance measures from which all of the other performance measures for which we judge our organization's performance and the opportunities the market is presenting to us, they all come from these. So it has to be, mission has to be measurable enough to cascade them down, but it provides that anchor point. So it's important for that reason. Likewise, going hand in hand with organizational performance measures, we want to assess the performance of our company. And so the mission gives us the opportunity to assess our organization's performance against something. And that something is its purpose, its mission. How well are we doing in fulfilling our mission becomes our ultimate assessment. And then the last point I'd like to make, I mentioned it a bit with the organizational performance measures. The mission or our sense of purpose gives us a comparison to look out into the marketplace. The marketplace is a rapidly changing landscape. We've got very aggressive competitors. We've got changing customer tastes and needs. And so we need to periodically look out across that landscape and take our mission and compare it to the marketplace to say, hey, is our organization still relevant? Do we need to do something different? Do we need to move in a different direction? Or are we still fulfilling an essential need in the marketplace that is going to make us viable? And so the mission becomes an important piece to do that comparison and that thought work so that we can continue to shape our organization in a way that allows us to continue to add value to the marketplace and to sustain ourselves over time.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense. You know, I've heard various different mission statements over the years, mm-hmm. but can you elaborate on what would make one particular mission statement then better than another?
Okay. Yeah, and you know, Luke, that's a great question. The single biggest differentiator that I see between mission statements that makes one good and one not so good, is the specificity. Now, at that high level, defining all the things an organization is going to be doing, it's very difficult to be truly specific. You don't want to box yourself into a corner. But at the same time, you don't want to be so broad that it could be applicable to almost anyone. So here are my tests, if you were. If you look at a mission statement and take away the company's name and ask yourself, could this mission statement be applied to another business in another industry and be equally applicable? Well, then it's too vague and it's not a good mission statement. And so, because some mission statements just say, hey, we're going to be the world's best at providing products and services to our customers. Well, we haven't exactly come up the world's best in what way? In market share, the highest quality product? We don't know. We didn't say what products and services we were going to provide. We didn't say who our clients were. A statement that is so vague as that could be applied just to so many different companies. So that's a differentiator and a test. Another test I like to look at is the mission specific enough to be measurable? And again, the whole measurability of a mission gets into allowing us to make decisions against it, to assess ourselves against it, to create organizational performance measures against it. If we are so broad in our definition, we can't measure it in any way. And I think the example I just gave where it said, you know, we're going to be the best in the world at developing products and services and delivering them to our clients, well, I don't have enough information there to be measurable. Now, on the other hand, let me go back up to what we talked about before. If we say, and I'll use Ben and Jerry's snippet of their mission statement, to make, distribute, and sell, okay, the finest quality all-natural ice cream and euphoric concoctions. Well, here, I know it's ice cream. So now I'm going to make measures that look at my production, distribution, and sales of ice cream. And my ice cream has to be all natural, so I can look at the ingredients of that as a framework for those. And then I can take those measures of my performance in those three areas and I can compare it to other companies, other ice cream makers. And so I can make that measurable because it's specific enough. Again, it's at a high level, but it's specific enough that I can start making that framework of organizational performance measures, and I can apply standards to it as an executive team. The second part that they talk about there, where it says that they're going to promote business practices that respect the earth and the environment, well, they can look around their plant, and they can measure things like the percent of materials they're recycling, their energy consumption rates. And again, they can compare these things to other like manufacturers to come up and assess themselves as to whether or not they're being environmentally responsible. And so their mission is measurable. That's why it's a good example. But again, in other vague cases, it can't be made measurable. So if it's highly transferable to another industry, if it's not measurable, then those are my two tests. The mission's not specific enough, and that is the differentiator between good mission statements and poor mission statements. The poor ones aren't specific. The good ones are specific, and so you reap all the benefits we talked about with decision-making, performance measures, assessments, and relevance to the market environment.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. It's a great explanation. And we've already kind of tapped the topic here of making the mission measurable. So we understand that it's important to be specific so you can measure it. But can you, Mr. Faber, elaborate a little more on what good does it do then? Why should we have a measurable mission?
Okay. And I'm going to go back to those four items again. Making the mission measurable provides the added clarity that is needed to focus decisions and to drive action toward achievement of the organization's purpose. The reason that that is important, the reason that that makes an organization what we call strategy-driven, is that if you are not focused on that mission, what you're saying is your people's efforts, your efforts, and your resources are being expended on something that is not directly related to you achieving your goal. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem, because that's waste. We want to achieve a very specific goal with our organization, and we want all of our effort to be focused on that effort. That would be the idealistic, the perfect world, is if 100% of all of the time, the effort, the thought capacity, all of our monetary, again, our material, our land, the buildings and that resources were used solely for the purpose of achieving our business's objective. That ideal state doesn't exist, but we can do things that make us more driven in that direction. And so we want to minimize that effort that is expended on things that aren't what our purpose is. And so the only way to do that, to bring those things into focus, is to have something that's clear to focus on. And so the measurable mission provides that level of clarity. And again, it's a level of clarity for executives and managers to make decisions. It's reinforced with organizational performance measures that help us identify areas where we're being inefficient, where we have these resources that are straying to support things outside of our purpose, our goals to accomplish. So, again, the clarity. Now, I did want to talk about one other thing, and I'm not going to get into it in full scope detail, but I think it's important to mention to our listeners, especially those that may not have been listening a year and a half ago when we first talked about this particular subject. And that is, to get that clarity, there's some things that executives and managers need to do. And so a little over a year and a half ago, we introduced a 7-step process to help frame a mission or to make the mission measurable. And I just want to review those. I wanted to mention to the audience, though, that a very detailed discussion of making the mission measurable, they can listen to that podcast. It was number 2. So if they go to the website and they look down the list of podcasts, it's number 2 on the list, or episode 2. And then they can get a lot more detail in what I'm about to tell them. But the 7 steps to making the mission measurable, to providing that clarity, are: number 1, you have to have senior manager management sponsorship, preferably the CEO. Number 2, mm-hmm. you need to form a cross-discipline team to help come up with these measures. That'll help with your organizational buy-in. You have to break apart the mission statement into its constituent components. And we talked about that earlier on, where typically there's 3 different components to a mission statement. Well, we need to break them apart so we can measure each component. You identify the measure for each of the mission components. Where it becomes appropriate, then, some of those measures are recombined in step 5, because they might be kind of duplicates of each other. Step 6 is to gain senior management approval. Again, that's typically the CEO. The board might want to be briefed on these as well. And the last one is one of my favorite steps. I know it was always Howard's favorite step, is to communicate. We can't gain the clarity and the focus around the mission if the organization doesn't know what they need to be focused on. And I've been to a lot of different organizations, and the ones that have achieved excellence in performance are the ones where they have their mission, and then they go forward as an organization to achieve it, because everyone knows what the mission is, what the mission goals are, and how they contribute to it achieving that mission. So it's important to communicate not just once, not just twice, but as we're about to come out with another article that Karen has written for the website, at least 7 times in 7 different ways, and then to do it periodically on an ongoing basis. So communicate, communicate, and communicate.
Wow. That explanation really does tie it all together. And it makes sense, Nathan. Thank you. I do really appreciate, and I know our listeners, too, appreciate your sharing your insight on the strategic planning best practice 1, make the mission measurable. I'd like to go ahead and take a moment to recap what we've covered today to make sure we've covered everything.
Okay.
First, we discussed an organization's mission, which is its purpose or its reason for being, and the mission statement, which is the definition of that organization's mission. And you've elaborated on the 3 elements of that.
Mm-hmm.
You've also explained why it's so important for an organization mission to be specific. For example, a mission statement should allow you to identify the specific products, services, initiatives, or people that will have the most impact on your organization's ability to achieve that mission. You've elaborated on the importance of making it measurable. 1, it provides the clarity needed to focus those decisions and drive those actions towards the achievement of the organization's goal. It translates into a time-bound measurement of performance, and the value of competing alternatives can be evaluated against the measure, and that gives the executives and the managers, as you mentioned, a mission contribution basis for the selection and pursuit of those business opportunities. You also mentioned the strategy-driven podcast episode 2 from a while back, which also discussed make the mission measurable, and that goes into much more detail on the 7 steps involved in making the mission measurable. And I would reiterate what you said. It's a great podcast. I've listened to it myself, and I think our listeners would get a great benefit from revisiting that podcast themselves.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, Luke, can I mention one other thing? And I'm sorry, I missed it earlier. For those that are listening that aren't members of the senior leadership team at their organizations, I think it's important to point out that lower tiers of the organization can have mission statements as well. And it's very appropriate for them to do so. So you don't have to be the corporate executive team to have a mission statement and making it measurable. You could be a business unit. You could be a division. You can be a department and so on to have a mission statement for your group. The goal is always to be able to focus your folks' attention, focus their efforts on achieving what your group's ultimate goals are. The only important thing I would like to highlight for those that are below the overall organization level is simply that your mission statement needs to directly support the one of the organization above you, cascaded, much like we've talked about in vertically cascaded organizational performance measures. But I would certainly encourage department managers and other folks at lower tiered organization leaders to go out and to develop and to communicate a mission statement for their own groups.
I think that's a fantastic idea. You can get the same benefit at a team or division level from a mission statement as you would from a corporate level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Nathan, I just want to take a moment to thank you once again for your time today and sharing with us your insight on making the mission measurable, and I know I speak for myself and our listeners as well that we have gained quite a bit from our discussion today. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me, Luke. And like I said, this is one of my favorite topics, so I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to the audience about it. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast. We would appreciate receiving your feedback via email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Note that additional information regarding making the mission measurable is available at the Strategy Driven website. Registered members also gain access to the many other Strategy Driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, and registration is always free. So until next time, so long.